You're listening to the What You Doin' Wilmington podcast, your favorite podcast, highlighting the positive people, places, and things in the beautiful city of Wilmington, North Carolina. Hosted by Demia Avery. I see you, we see you, and it's great to be seen. Great to be seen. Great to be seen.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Demia Avery with What You Doin' North Carolina, formerly known as What You Doin' Wilmington. And my podcast is designed to shed light on the positive people, places, and things here in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I see you, we see you, and it's great to be seen. So listen, guys, I am going to pop right on in here. I got my notes here because you know I don't remember anything. Now, today we're actually going to do a quick spotlight, not a full podcast. I'm a little late with this. I went to the T-Pain concert, all a part of the Azalea Festival this past weekend, and I wanted to bring to you guys a little bit of my thoughts. But first, let me start off by saying thank you to Diane and Ryan over at the DFS agency. They are an amazing advertising agency. So for all your advertising needs, make sure you shout out to them, reach out to them over at the DFS agency. I also want to shout out, oh my goodness, Margaret Stargell. She is with, most of you guys in Wilmington especially know who Margaret is. Of Coastal Horizons and of the Stargell Foundation, and her lovely sister, both of them are just beautiful women, Frances Weller, anchor woman of WECT. They were there over at VIP looking absolutely amazing. I wanted to give a great shout out to them both, as well as Atiba Johnson over one of the advisors over at Channel for Live Oak Bank. So, hey, Atiba, I also want to give a shout out to my girl Leah at Topsail Talk. If you don't follow her, make sure you follow her over at Instagram at Topsail Talk. She is a vlogger, a podcast a host over there at Topsail Island, North Carolina. Beautiful place. If you want to know more about Topsail, their activities, what's going on over there, make sure you follow her over at Instagram. Now, let's get on to what happened over at the T-Pain concert. So first, when I got there, y'all, let me tell y'all, I couldn't predict the weather. I was like, okay, it was supposed to be nice, a little chilly. I knew it was going to be chilly, you know. But when I got out there, y'all know I had to hold my hair down. It got windy. It got so windy, and I thought it was getting ready to rain. And I was like, okay, this is about to be a trip. So as the night goes on, you know, T-Pain didn't go on until after 9 o'clock, but he had an opening act. So the opening act, his name was Rashad. Now, Rashad spells his name R-V-S-H-V-D. Okay, Rashad, what is that all about? So he said he was trying to be creative by turning the letter A into a V, like an upside down V. So I don't know. Okay, but okay, let's just say this. I thought the opening act, he's African American, he's Black, but he sings country music, and he got discovered through TikTok, through social media. So he was good. He was really good. And you know, country music is a thing right now. Thank you, Beyonce. Well, I don't want to say thank you, Beyonce, because I want to say this. We've had country music. This is just my opinion. I love B. Don't get it twisted. So we've had Black country singers for a long time before Beyonce. But Beyonce is bringing it to the forefront even more so. I'll say that. And she's doing a great job at it. So she's pushing it even further and further out. So, and she's, bringing it into this generation and making it even more popular. And we thank her for that. So, this, if you're going to do country music, this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. If you want to get real popular, this is the time to do it. But anyway, Rashad, he opened up for T-Pain. He got discovered, I hear, through TikTok. So let that be a lesson to anybody out there now. You don't need these big machines, these big corporations to get your music out. You just don't, not anymore. I wish they had that when I was back in the day when I was singing, when I was doing my thing, trying to make it, starving, and all that other stuff that starving artists do. But now, social media has created an avenue to create the life that you want. And here he is. He's opening up for T-Pain. So anyway, his music, I like that he had different styles of country. And he did, I guess he did more of a he has some slow stuff, he has some fast stuff, some stuff that you would hear that all the different generations that were in the audience could enjoy. So I enjoyed his performance as well. And I'm going to show you guys a couple of short clips so you guys can check him out. And I'm going to make sure that I leave a clip down below. Not a clip, but his link down below so you guys can follow him. And Rashad, from a PR standpoint, let me tell you, I think I know you don't know me, but my suggestion is that although you can spell it creatively how you'd like, but you might, in parentheses, might want to spell it the way phonetically so people can find you faster, because it took a long time for me to find you. It really did. So you are a great artist, and I want people to be able to follow you, and you want people to be able to find you fast. So with the RVSHVD, I would never think that that was Rashad. I would pass right by you, and I want people to recognize you. So just a thought. Don't know if you even care. You might want to do your thing, but you're an incredible artist. So here you guys, here's the clip. All right, so we're back. Hope that you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's see. Let's go on to the next thing. All right, let's get into T-Pain. Now, you guys, look. So I gotta be honest. I'm in my 50s and I love old school. I love old school music. That's all I really listen to. Every now and then, a song will peep out that I actually enjoy. But T-Pain has been around for a while, so of course I've heard some songs of his. Of course I have. So I but I can't say that I was an actual fan. So, but I know that there are actually some T-Pain fans out there that really love his music. So all I really knew, and what all that I thought, was like he did a bunch of auto-tune stuff. And I was like, okay, that's just Roger and Zap. For all you old folks or people that's in my age group, understand that, who Roger and Zap was. And if you don't, you can look them up. And I just thought maybe he was kind of like that, and he has some good stuff out there in between, the auto-tune stuff. So anyway, I have to be honest. He was really good. He was really good. I enjoyed him. And when he came out on stage, it was just him and a DJ. I was impressed. I was impressed. And when I say I was impressed, I like the fact that he didn't need a whole bunch of people on stage with him. You know how a lot of is T-Pain really considered like a rapper? I don't know. I think he's much more than that. He's way much more than, I don't think he's just a rapper. He's a singer now, and he combines the two. He combines the two. And I just say he's an artist. He commands the stage. I love people that command that stage more, and he can do it. He can do it, and he didn't need all that entourage and all the extra stuff. I mean, he wasn't out there wilding out or anything, but he does command a stage that you keep your eyes on him while he's performing. So it didn't matter whether I liked the song or not. I liked the way he performed the song, so it made me listen to it. And he did make me want to dance. I was like, hey. I was like, okay. And of course I recognized some of the songs that he performed, and the crowd was really into it. And unfortunately, with when you're with the media, sometimes they don't allow you to record the entire concert. And of course they wouldn't, because if I did that, then you wouldn't buy tickets. Okay, but I was able to capture a few clips for you guys, so you guys can see. And the audience absolutely enjoyed it. So T-Pain, I'm sorry I'm not a fan, bro, but I'm a fan now. I'm gonna buy your stuff. I'm gonna buy your records. Thank you, Wilmington, for bringing T-Pain to our area. Continued success, and I want you to bring more people like that, more exciting artists like T-Pain to the area as well. And I'm gonna shut my mouth now so you guys can see a few little clips that I was able to capture. Hope that you enjoy it. Wish it could have been longer, but I just wanted to bring my take on the T-Pain concert. And shout out to all that was involved in bringing this to the city, and all the workers that make it happen, because we don't give them shouts out enough for putting that together. It takes a lot to bring those type of acts to the city, to any city, and the people that are behind the scenes, because they control the crowd, all of that, the promotions, the back work that you guys do not see to bring that to you all. And just want to say thank you. And that is it. So listen, you guys, we got for what you're doing, North Carolina, we have a whole lot coming up. You know, this is a new season for me. I changed the name from What You Doing Wilmington to What You Doing North Carolina, so that I can expand North Carolina. Because what I've found is that I can't condense everything to just Wilmington. North Carolina is so beautiful, and there are so many things here to do. So I wanted to make sure that I travel to different places so that I can bring you everything that's going on here, and not just things to do. You can meet different people that are doing wonderful things, and not just entrepreneurs. I want to be able to bring you things that's happening in different people's communities. So you're not only going to just see people in Wilmington, you're going to see people in other areas too, like Greensboro and Fayetteville and Charlotte and Asheville. Let's go to the mountains. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to bring all of that to you and people that are not from here, to be able to see what North Carolina can actually bring, and what we have to offer here. Because there's a lot here, and I'm so sorry that I didn't move here sooner. That I didn't move here sooner. But anyways, make sure you follow me at What You Doing North Carolina, just NC. You'll see oh Lord, the social media link down below. And also follow me at I Am Demia Avery as well, because I'm going to build that up. As you guys may or may not know, I'm also the entertainment reporter for WHQR. So you'll see me doing interviews as well for their station as well. But anyways, I just want to say thank you so much for always following me. Make sure you like, share. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow me, follow me, follow me. This is a new journey for me. Make sure you support me. It's a free way of giving me encouragement and getting the word out about North Carolina. I see you, we see you, and it's great to be seen. Talk to you guys later.
She got me caught up in the moment. Fuck her good, make her call me in.